This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S.-led Ukraine Defense Contact Group, made up of 31 member NATO nations of 23 other countries supporting Ukraine in its defense against Russia's invasion, met in Brussels Thursday to discuss Ukraine's counteroffensive and if Ukraine had all it needed success. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb was with U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine what was discussed.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin told everybody today that this Ukraine war is a marathon, not a sprint, and that's why it's so important to keep up with the air defense munitions. That's why it's important to provide them vehicles when needed and spare parts. Mainly what U.S. defense officials tell me is the goal is to not just provide them something when they run out of it, but to have these parts and these munitions and these weapons available for them, you know, before they need them. And that is something that Jens Stoltenberg talked about more today. He said that, in fact, NATO allies need to figure out a better way to ramp up their ammunition, not just for providing it to Ukraine, but also to replenish their own stockpiles.
Following the contact group meeting, U.S. General Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley, the chairman, said war in Ukraine demonstrates the need to stand with Ukraine and to continue to provide support.
The Ukrainian morale, their leadership, their skill, their tenacity, their resilience is very high. The Russians, on the other hand, their leadership is not necessarily coherent. Their troops' morale is not high. They've been sitting in defensive positions. Many of them don't even know why they're there.
U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is